This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Maybe you're traveling home for Thanksgiving right now, and if you're the kind of person who talks policy around the table, have at it. There's one more delay for the healthcare law. The Obama administration says that an online marketplace for small businesses to buy coverage will be delayed till next November. Dan Gorenstein covers healthcare for us and joins me now from the health desk at WHYY. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Lizzie.
So put this delay in some perspective for me. How big of a deal is this?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, really, at the end of the day, small businesses are going to still be able to use the shopping qualities, sort of checking the prices, if you will, of the different insurance policies that are offered to companies with 50 employees or fewer. But they're not going to be able to actually enroll online. They're going to have to either use paper applications or use a broker. Many of them already have relationships with brokers. I don't think this is seen as the hugest deal other than the fact that it's yet another delay from the ACA.
So then why'd they do it?
Well, the reason they did it is because of capacity. You know, they're trying to prioritize things. They only have so much that they can do. So the shop exchanges are a lower priority, frankly, than making sure that consumers can go online and use healthcare.gov and make sure that healthcare.gov is going to work for regular consumers.
We are only a couple of days away from November 30th. That's the day that the government has said, okay, we can handle 50,000 people on the website trying to sign up. Can they?
That's the question that everybody is asking. I mean, if you listen to CMS and other healthcare officials in the federal government, the answer is yes, that they can do that. They're going to be able to handle up to 800,000 visitors a day. That said, news is coming out this week that the Obama administration has asked certain partners to downplay aggressive pitches, sending consumers to healthcare.gov, afraid that that could crash the site. So I think people feel like the site is up and running, but it's just got its training wheels off, and so they don't want to push it too hard, too fast.
This is still the side that the consumers see, that folks trying to sign up for insurance see. The other side that the insurers get, the back end, is still really complicated. Can you explain whether there's been any progress made on that end?
Well, in a conference call with reporters today, CMS said that they are still working on hardware issues, software issues, that they're constantly making changes and striving to improve this so-called back end so that basically insurers are able to get the information. I mean, one quote that stands out for me this week is from an insurer saying, we're concerned that somebody on January 1st or January 2nd goes into the doctor's office and there's no indication that these people actually have signed up for insurance. And so that leaves just a lot of mass confusion for doctors, for hospitals, obviously, and fear for the patients. And, you know, at this point, only time will tell. The government is still reluctant to offer any hard data on how much improvement there's been on the backside.
While all that's going on, they're looking for a new boss. Jeff Zients, right, who's the guy who stepped in to run this, is leaving. He's going to be helming a lot of the president's economic policy. So what kind of a candidate would step in and run this thing?
You need somebody with a diverse set of skills. You need someone who understands tech and who understands both the public sector, the private sector. You really need, Lizzie, somebody who understands the insurance industry. It's not going to be easy to find, but some people I've spoken to have said they expect it's probably going to be some sort of insider who understands both the tech world, healthcare, and has the trust of the president.
Dan Gorenstein, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lizzie.